Greetings and welcome to this, our 25th episode of Sojourn of Souls. These episodes are specifically designed for anyone who is attempting to find and follow the path of truth and who is searching for directions to that point, that point to that path, and that can benefit from our podcast. We invite all of you to join us as we travel together in this world to live eternally with God in the next. Hi, I'm Deacon Tim Vaughn, and in this, our 25th episode, I'm going to continue to talk about the importance of prayer. Prayer keeps us on the straight and narrow and on the path. St. Teresa of Avila once said, "Don't let your sins turn into bad habits." So let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now, for news for those in the pews. Regardless of where you live, I am sure that Stations of the Cross are each Friday during Lent. Attend the Stations and let them come alive for you as you remember Christ's passion. Walk with him each step of the way, his way to Calvary, and feel his sufferings, and try to understand what he did to us, for us, as he suffered and died. Be sure to check your parish bulletins for times and have a prayer for Lent. In our last episode, we talked about distractions to prayer. We'll begin with a technique from the Spiritual Exercises of St. Ignatius. And I mentioned this before in a previous episode about a year ago, and I think it's well worth repeating. St. Ignatius says, "If you have the opportunity, sit for 10 minutes of silence in a peaceful place, or for 5 minutes as your circumstances allow, with your only effort being to enter more deeply into the silence and pay attention to yourself as well as the world around you, while feelings, thoughts, and actions surface in your consciousness that you wish to invite God to enter. What do you notice around and beyond yourself?" Great words and advice to follow from St. Ignatius. You gradually want to rid of yourself all distractions as you do this exercise. Now you can focus your prayer on God. So let us learn how to pray. We think that prayer is easy, but sometimes it's really not. As St. Paul says in Romans 8:26, "The Spirit too comes to our aid in all of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought." That's a very surprising statement coming from one of our great saints, but it's so very true, and so often we rush through our prayer as we're just simply checking a box. And this is not the purpose of prayer. The Catechism clearly defines prayer as a vital and personal relationship with the living and true God. Now, first of all, there are many different examples of prayer, and I'm going to cover a few of them in this podcast and a future podcast. But first, I want to note that there are three basic modes of prayer: vocal, meditative, and contemplative prayer. And first, we're going to look at vocal prayer. This is the one that we are most familiar and most comfortable with. This is what we do if we pray every day. And vocal prayer is an important point of our private prayer. In fact, St. Thomas Aquinas gives us three reasons why we should do it. Reason number one, it arouses interior devotion. Two, it gives homage to God with our body as well as our mind and heart. And three, it gives expression to the spiritual sentiments that flood the soul in prayer. St. Teresa of Avila, the doctor of prayer, wrote this about vocal prayer. Even at the height of sanctity, one cannot omit altogether vocal prayer. The words spoken or sung aloud have immense power to purify or cleanse one's spirit, soul, and body of all unwanted human and spiritual energies. They also have great power to reignite or reignite the omnipresent divine energy buried deep within oneself and environment. Normally, it works slowly in souls filled with sins or sinful energies, while faster in pure souls. Like what we do during Mass, it is always necessary to begin our prayer with an intense prayer of humility or humble repentance. In varying degrees, we are all stained with sinful energies of various types. This is a very intense statement by St. Teresa of Avila. And according to her, there are 9 different levels of prayer, with vocal prayer being the first level. And as we grow in prayer, we can grow into these different levels. Now, we will cover these again in later podcasts. Now, just because we are saying words doesn't mean we are praying. For things we are saying to be vocal prayer, we must have focus and devotion. As I mentioned in the last podcast, we must be free of distractions. In other words, we must think about what we are saying and mean it. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 and 17, it states, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing." We can see that St. Paul is not messing around here. He really means pray without ceasing. And that is why we have the divine office or the liturgy of the hours. This method of prayer has evolved over the centuries of Christianity. And as a deacon, I have vowed to my bishop to pray morning and evening prayer daily. Every morning as I pray morning prayer, I begin with this phrase from Psalms 51:17. "Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise." We see here that God wants us to use vocal prayer as it is prayed in thousands of monasteries throughout the world. I have had the pleasure of praying with the Benedictine monks numerous times as we pray the office every day. As they pray the Liturgy of the Hours, they use Gregorian chant as they praise God throughout the day, and this is a beautiful example of vocal prayer. What is amazing about the Liturgy of the Hours is that it is prayed by thousands, if not millions, of priests, brothers, friars, nuns, and sisters, deacons, and laity all over the world. But this is just one example of vocal prayer. Now, in Scripture, oftentimes we read in the Gospels that Jesus went off to pray. There is an example of high-intensity vocal prayer in Luke 22, verses 39 through 46. This is commonly known as the agony in the garden. Whereas Jesus is praying to his Father in verses 41 to 42, saying, "After withdrawing about a stone's throw from them and kneeling, he prayed, 'Father, if you are willing, take this cup away from me. Still, not my will, but yours be done.'" A very powerful vocal prayer. especially the last statement, "Still, but not my will, but yours be done." Jesus gives an example of how we should live our daily life. Now, the question is now is what you should do as far as vocal prayer. Vocal prayer is ever present in the Mass. We sing, we respond to Father, and we pray. We pray the Gloria, the Nicene Creed, the Holy, 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 the Our Father, the Lamb of God. Pray those prayers devoutly, concentrating on the words and realizing their meaning within the Mass. While Father is praying the Mass, listen and focus on his prayers, immersing yourself into the readings, especially the Eucharistic prayer. And if you do this, you will never, ever find Mass boring. Other times, you may pray vocal prayer as in praying the Rosary, the different litanies, novenas, and chaplets. And as we pray these prayers, try to immerse yourself completely into the words as you say them and understand their meaning, and they will come alive for you. And I hope this is helpful in understanding vocal prayer. Next, we'll get into the meditative aspect of prayer and how it elevates your prayer life. So until then, let us pray one of my favorite vocal prayers, the Hail Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So until we meet again, may the Lord bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And remember Jesus' words, wide is the road to destruction. So we remind you, stay on the path, and we ask St. Raphael, the Angel of Travelers, to Godspeed you on your sojourn.